call this meeting of the Houghton Community Council to order. Can we have roll call, please?
Kelly Curtis?
Here.
Brian Gothrop?
Here.
Bill Goggins? John Kepler? Betsy Pringle? Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here. So for tonight, we have no minutes to approve. We have a special presentation on the Open Public Meetings Act. And then we'll have an opportunity for the audience to speak to us after that. So with that, you know, there's something missing on council member reports. We've always that's been on our agenda. It's been kind of dropped off. It's usually one of the first things that we have. But you know what? Given that we may have a couple of the members drop in, I'll move it down to the bottom of the agenda, so in case some other people show up, we can get them part of it. Yeah. Strike that from the record, yeah. Please. Okay.
They went to buy a cactus.
Yeah, that's it. So with that, could we have our presentation on the Open Public Meetings Act, please?
Absolutely. Hello, my name is Prince Cowan. I am the Administrative Supervisor in the Planning and Building Department, and I'm here to speak to you about the Open Public Meetings Act and the Public Records Act, in addition to the Code of Conduct and Code of Ethics that the city has adopted. We review these procedures for open public meeting and public records once every 4 years, so we are required to do it in October. So in the staff report, you were asked to review the videos. There were links, and also Kathy Anderson, city clerk, had sent out those links for you to review them before the meeting tonight. And so then we can have you signed the code of conduct forms as well as the certificate of training. And we can collect those for you at the end of the night. The Open Public Meetings Act, as you see in your materials, is was agreed upon by the city. The form that you have right in front of you is different than the one that you had in your packet. Houghton in 2012 had adopted their own code of conduct for the Houghton Community Council, which is just a little bit different than the one that was adopted for the city, but very similar. So I put copies of those down at your seats, so if you could review those and sign those by the end of the night. The email, just for a refresher, our annual refresher regarding email use, a reminder that email is considered a public record, just like any other writing. If someone emails the Houghton Community Council, or if you were to email any member of the public, it is open for public disclosure, public record. So we just remind you to be sure to check your email every day. If you need assistance on accessing your email, feel free to contact the help desk. The phone number and email, it's just, you know, help desk. You can contact anytime Monday through Friday in between 8 and 5 regular business hours. And just one last thing on the email is the auto reply. If you're away on vacation and you choose to turn on your out of office or the auto reply, just be careful, be aware of what you list in there, and always make sure that you have a reply that's fitting for a public office. And lastly, we also wanted to give a reminder, if you move or change your phone number, please let us know, so then we can make sure that we get your meeting packet materials to you as quickly as possible.
I have a question. I don't know if this is when to ask, but apparently they have a lot of my contact information wrong. I don't know where they got it from. My cell phone and my email address and several other things. So it's...
Well, perhaps I can get that from you before the end of the night. Typically, it's given out by the city clerk's office.
Okay.
And Kathy Anderson usually gets that during orientation or something and relays
that. It seems like it was
just
mistyped.
Oh, so, maybe a typo or something. Yeah. Yeah, I can get that from you and we can make sure we update our list.
Okay, thanks.
And if you access your email on your phone, you'll see also in your packet, there is the email for the web link or webmail to access from your phone or your iPad. You can also add your settings on your phone so that you're able to access it. Just along with that, I believe Deputy City Clerk Anya Mullen was here earlier in the summer and went over email archiving, the city's new procedure for archiving all of your emails, and gave you a booklet. So anytime you do receive emails through the Hogan Community Council, just make sure you assign those to a proper folder. And that is all I had to say for you this evening, unless if you had any other questions. Yes.
Yes, Kelly.
Okay, so
your mic's off. Yes. Is your mic on?
Yep. Oh, so much better. Under financial disclosure statements, it says members of the city council shall disclose investments, so forth. Houghton Community Council also has to do financial disclosure statements with the PDC, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
So it's not mentioned in here.
No, and this one was specifically for the city council, although they are asking that the same policy be followed by all the other boards and commissions.
But I'm also on the park board, and we do not do financial disclosures with the PDC.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not following you.
Are you asking if you should complete this form?
Well, I have completed this form. This code of ethics doesn't say that the Houghton Community Council is also required to do.
No, and it doesn't call them out specifically. And I'm not sure why that language isn't actually in there, other than to say that it is specifically written for the city council. So I can ask if they have any other documentation that might refer specifically to the Houghton Community Council, and I can get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, if it's different. Mm-hmm. And then also my question is, the city council creates a position of the ethics officer. Who is that?
I believe that's Kathy Anderson, the city clerk.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions for Prince?
I have a question. It might be a little silly. But on the disclosure statement under C for real estate, I believe all of us own real estate within our jurisdiction. At some point, it'll be affected by any transaction we do just because of the locale. Is it significant enough where we should be listing it, or?
Yeah, for that, I think I would have to default to the city clerk and have you contact her directly to answer that question. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are you talking about into the forms that we're being asked to sign, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think you need any special disclosure.
I didn't think so,
No. That's not the intent. If you had some business that was doing something that was business,
like a rental property.
Yeah,
or
maybe. But mm-hmm. even then, I don't think that you have a concern unless we're taking action that has a direct relationship to that property or could influence the valuation of that property. If it's just a general effect on all real estate, that's not.
That's what I assumed, but I thought I'd ask.
Nah, yeah, you should be fine. Okay. Prince, thank you very much. So you're going to stick around and collect these forms?
I certainly will.
When we wrap this up, okay? Good. And is this something, the certificate that you've got here, is this something that we're to keep, or we're going to sign this and give it to you?
You're going to sign that and give it to me
along with the other forms that were in the packet?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. All right. So the only other thing we have besides our council reports is the audience. Does our audience care to address us for anything?
No, I was just here because a group of neighbors on Northeast 64th Street have an issue with an Airbnb that's been converted to a residential motel with six rooms.
Do you care to comment? No. Okay.
No, I just wanted to actually thank John Kapler for introducing us to staff.
Okay.
And the city, are you aware the city passed?
Yes.
I can't really hear her very
well. She's related to remember at the last meeting where there was a concern, somebody addressed a concern with Airbnbs on 64th Street and Airbnb,
right.
And at the time, the city council was acting on something. They hadn't enacted it yet, but they were They had it under consideration, and then they did subsequently pass it. So, okay, so that's our audience. Do we have any council member reports? Yes, Kelly.
All righty. Housing Strategy Committee, we continue to meet, and we're narrowing our list of options, strategies. Some of them include simplifying and building flexibility into the ADU process so it's a little easier to get through and faster. Pushing the state on legislative reform around condo liability so that we can have more condos built within the city of Kirkland. Working on opportunities to help seniors age in place. Providing assistance to low-income housing consumers, and then encouraging opportunities for developers to build smaller homes, such as cottage communities, that sort of thing. But the main thing I want to tell everybody is we are planning an open house either December 5th or 6th, so that we'll be presenting these strategies to the community and get some feedback from them. And we don't have that date narrowed down yet, but I will let you guys know, because we had 1,400 responses on the survey. We'd love to have a great turnout that night, too.
Where will it be?
That's part of the problem. Peter Kirk Room is taking over that night, so we need to find a spot. So I will email everybody.
Okay. Thank you so much for your service on that.
It's been interesting. I've learned a lot.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It's not easy. There's no easy answers.
Okay. I guess we can talk about Elsie's little retirement party when we, after we convene at the cactus. So, unless anybody, did any other council reports? No? Okay. So, with that, we can adjourn the meeting and sign our documents for Prince and carry on. Meeting adjourned. Sure.